For those of you who are listening in for the first time, it's our purpose to expound the scriptures. And we are in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. Now, the book of Ephesians, God gives to us the revelation of the church, the body of Christ. If I were to give you a division, for example, of the first three chapters, I would say in chapter 1, we have redemption. In chapter 2 is reconciliation. In chapter 3, we have revelation. In the first chapter, we had the work of the Father and of the Son and of the Spirit in our redemption, which was followed by a prayer of the Apostle Paul for knowledge, prayer for knowledge. We might know the purposes of God. In chapter 2, we are dealing here with the question of reconciliation. Now, that means that peace has been made. The word to reconcile means to make peace between two parties. And here we have in chapter 2, not only are we reconciled to God by the death of Christ, but on that same ground, Jew and Gentile are reconciled together. In fact, the only place you find Jew and Gentile at one is in Christ Jesus. And he's raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ. We found in the beginning of the chapter what we were in time past. In other words, in verses 1 to 3 and verse 11 to 12, there was given to us what we were and what we did before we knew the Savior. And starting at verse 4 of chapter 2, we were reveling in the grace of God, where God is rich in mercy, great in love, and he has raised us up together, made us sit together in the heavenlies, and in the ages to come, he's going to show forth the riches of his grace in his kindness toward us. And the marvelous thing is that we are God's workmanship, his craftsmanship, and he's creating us in Christ unto good works. This is what he ordained for us. And now we're dealing with verses 13 through 18. And last Friday, in our last program, we were dealing with the question of being made nigh by the blood of Christ in verse 13. So I would like to take the time this morning, and I trust you'll follow along with me in your Bible throughout the week on this study. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometime were afar off, were made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments containing ordinances, to make in himself of the two, Jew and Gentile, one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both Jew and Gentile unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Let me just stop right here. We've been dealing here with the marvelous grace of God, and our condition, we've been made nigh by the blood of Christ. Remember this. We are dealing here with the question of reconciliation. As I said a moment ago, the only place where you find a Jew and Gentile made one is in Christ. We're made nigh by the blood of Christ. Now in verses 14 on through, for he is our peace. Verse 14, Jesus Christ is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity. He's ruled out the things that were between. The barrier has been broken down, and Jew and Gentile have been made one, and peace has been made on the ground that he is our peace. You know, in thinking about this, it's a wonderful thing sometimes to think through Scripture, how God has made peace for men. You remember in Romans chapter 5, the first verse, therefore, being declared righteous, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This, of course, is the experience of everyone who accepts a Savior. And then you remember in John chapter 14, verse 28, Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Here we have the gift of peace. In chapter 16 of John, the last verse, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but in me you shall have peace. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 7 and 9, you remember where Paul speaks here of experimental peace when he said, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall garrison your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus." In fact, he is called more the God of peace than any other title in the New Testament. He's the God of peace. For example, that Philippian passage in verse 9, "And the God of peace shall be with you." He is our peace. In fact, it'd be a wonderful thing if we were to take the time to think about what Christ is to us. He not only is our peace, but he's all that I need. He's my life. He's my righteousness. All that I need to stand before God acceptable, I find in Jesus Christ. So when you come to the 14th verse of the second chapter of Ephesians, he is our peace. The ground of peace is in Christ. And he's reconciled, as we said the other day. He not only is our peace, but he made peace and he preached peace. You have this in verses 14, 15, and 17. Now the ground for our reconciliation is the cross of Christ. In Romans chapter 5, verse 10, I read, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son." In Colossians 1:20, I read, "He made peace through the blood of his cross." The ground of reconciliation, I say, is at the cross. It was at the cross where man was reconciled to God. And it's at the cross where Jew and Gentile are made one in Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 to 21, do you remember? "God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath given unto us the word of reconciliation. And now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." Now why? "Because he hath made him," Jesus Christ, "to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He became what I was, that I might become what he is." My, what a wonderful thing this is. Reconciled. Barriers broken down. The petition that was between Jew and Gentile, the enmity between the two, has been broken down. The law which hemmed the Jew in and shut the Gentile out has been met by Jesus Christ, and now the law with all its ordinances no longer has a place over the man in Christ. In Colossians chapter 2:14, we read that the law which was contrary to us, he took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. What I'm trying to say to you, my friend, through this is that we are new men and new women in Christ. The Jew is no longer a Jew. The Gentile is no longer a Gentile. God makes us both new in Christ. Peace has been made on the ground of what Christ has accomplished for us. And God is doing an entirely new thing today. And I repeat it, the only place where you find a Jew and Gentile in perfect union is in Christ Jesus. I say that very bluntly. The only place where you find them in perfect harmony, in oneness of life and spirit, in purpose, is in Christ. All the barriers which were raised up from the day of Moses until our Lord died on the cross. You remember the law was given to God's people Israel, and it shut the Jew in from the Gentile. It made them a separate people. Now at the cross, God broke the barrier down. And there's now no difference between the Jew or the Gentile. They can be reconciled together in Christ. Now repeat it, as Colossians 2:14 says, he took it out of the way. This barrier which shut the Jew in and shut the Gentile out has been removed through the work of Christ at the cross. And now any individual, whether Jew or Gentile, can come to the Lord Jesus Christ and have perfect peace of heart and of mind, and can say with Paul, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. For he is our peace, who has made both one." So what you have here in chapter 2 of Ephesians, verse 14, he's broken down the wall of partition between us. He has He has given us access unto the Father. The law with all its ordinances no longer has a place, I repeat, over the new man in Christ Jesus. And the result, of course, is in verses 17 and 18. He came and preached peace to you which were afar off, that's the Gentile, and to them that were nigh. For through Jesus Christ we both, Jew and Gentile, have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Oh, I tell you, it's a wonderful thing. No longer afar off, dead in sins. No longer estranged from God by wicked works. No longer barred because of the law of Moses would shut the Jew in and shut us Gentiles out. But now we come with confidence into the very presence of God. He has made the way. Peace has been made. You know, sometimes people say, Mr. Mitchell, have you made your peace with God? My friend, I couldn't do that. Neither can you. The fact is, God has made peace for us through Jesus Christ. And you experience that peace when you accept Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. Again, I would suggest that you read this chapter over and over and over again. And the more you read it, the more you milk it, the more marvelous is the grace of God to us. My friends, as I talk to you this morning, I just pray that the Spirit of God will today and the days to come fill your heart with a passion for Christ and fill you with worship and praise to the One who has done so much for us. And the Lord bless you today for His name's sake.